8:09 here on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. We're just about 2 weeks away from the 200th anniversary of Escambia County. And, of course, the Pensacola News Journal has been publishing an article every single week on the history of the county going back and the city going back 200 years and kind of looking at things then and now. And every week we've been trying to have one of the authors on. Now, I was off last week, so I wasn't able to have my friend Grace Resendez McCaffrey on like we should have. So we have her on today. Grace is the owner of Latino Media Gulf Coast and also the founder of the Hispanic Resource Center of Northwest Florida. Grace Resendez McCaffrey, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. You're actually one of these people that I met like a long time ago coming here, and you know, we haven't talked a lot over the years, but we talked occasionally, and it's neat to be able to reconnect with you. I thought your article was very interesting to talk about. You know, we think about the English influence, we think about the French influence, we think about the Spanish influence. We might not understand the distinction between the Spanish influence and the Central American or Latin Americans that came along with the Spanish, right, from to Pensacola.
Right. Well, they weren't Latin Americans at the time. They
right.
were, you know, indigenous people who, you know, still exist in these countries.
And so you have people who, like, you know, I think of them as Spanish speakers, but Spanish for them was not their first language. That was something they learned as a result of Spanish conquest of their area, right?
Correct. So a lot of these Spanish-speaking countries that we know today, their language was influenced by the Spanish that traveled throughout the world and brought their language to these different regions. And so a lot of the dialects that you hear are often actually combinations of indigenous terms that were mixed with Spanish words. So they're kind of unique to different regions as well.
And so,
in general, Spanish is spoken, you know, among the, you know, the different countries, but you'll find certain words that are specific to certain regions because they were mixed with indigenous words.
So you have, you know, we tend to think again of African slaves being brought here, but there were slaves brought here from, you know, the Central American region that were not Spanish. They were people that were brought here as slaves from not Africa, right?
You know, the Aztecs that were brought from the Yucatan, they're not referred to as slaves, so I'm a little unclear about what terms they were brought.
Okay.
But they were definitely brought here for, you know, to serve as labor. In establishing the first settlement.
Oh, okay. So my mistake in calling them slaves, I misunderstood. I thought they were. So we're just not sure whether they came voluntarily or what kind of the relationship was?
Yeah, that's a little unclear about, you know, how, you know, what that situation was. They're not usually referred to as slaves, enslaved, you know, Aztecs, but, you know, we know that there's definitely evidence of their being here.
Okay, and so they would have come in the original settlement, and then, of course, there was a hurricane. And because of the hurricane, mm-hmm. you know, a couple years later, basically they had to abandon Pensacola. But as your article kind of draws this interesting comparison, that was not the final time that people of Central American ancestry came to Pensacola to help rebuild after a hurricane, right?
Yeah, this, you know, more recently, it kind of happened the other way around, where people came here after a hurricane to help rebuild, and that's a lot of the, you know, families that you see now that, you know, at the time in 2005, after Hurricane Ivan, there was a lot of buzz about the quote-unquote influx of Hispanic workers, Latino Spanish-speaking workers. In the area that came to rebuild, which was quite a relief at the time because, you know, it was such a big job that we just needed more help.
And we have, you know, if you look around, I mean, I haven't lived here all that long, only 7 years, but it seems like a growing presence in terms of if you look at restaurants, if you look at, you know, food stores, you know, grocery stores catering to Central and South American, you know, ancestry folks and Mexican. Am I wrong in perceiving it that way, or is that something that has been growing over the last, say, decade or so?
Absolutely. It's definitely been growing, and it's thriving. You know, we've had a couple of stores back in 2005 that were small. Taco Rock is a favorite. It's been around for even longer than that, and they multiplied. They've got more than one location now, and the stores that I was referring to, they've grown immensely, and actually passed on to the next generation. Actually, businesses, they've passed on to the next generation. They just keep growing.
Well, and I've, you know, it may be a little bit of a silly example, but I see more and more of the taco trucks, and I'm a big fan of at least one of them, and they're all over. You see Taco Tuesday, and it's not that only tacos, but, you know, there's kind of that, I see more of that La Cosa Latina, which is the bilingual newspaper. We've got the Latino Festival. It does seem like a growing presence and or celebration by Pensacolians of the presence of people of Central American ancestry here. And it's neat. It's neat to see the variety. I love the food. You know, I love a good party. Yeah. And so these are all things that we celebrate. Grace Resendez McCaffrey, she is the owner of Latino Media Gulf Coast. She's also founder of the Hispanic Resource Center in Northwest Florida. Grace, thanks for being on the show. Thanks for contributing to these articles and helping us understand our history a little bit better. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. I hope to see everybody on the 17th for the big party.